At first sight, all this evidence that the universe appears the same whichever direction we look in might seem to suggest there is something distinctive about our place in the universe. In particular, it might seem that if we observe all other galaxies to be moving away from us, then we must be at the center of the universe. There is, however, an alternative explanation. The universe might look the same in every direction as seen from any other galaxy, too. This, as we have seen, was Friedman's second assumption. We have no scientific evidence for or against that second assumption. Centuries ago, the Church would have considered the assumption heresy, since Church doctrine stated that we do occupy a special place at the center of the universe. But today, we believe Friedman's assumption for almost the opposite reason, a kind of modesty. We feel it would be most remarkable if the universe looked the same in every direction around us, but not around other points in the universe. In Friedman's model of the universe, all the galaxies are moving away from each other. The situation is rather like a balloon with a number of spots painted on it being steadily blown up. As the balloon expands, the distance between any two spots increases, but there is no spot that can be said to be the center of the expansion. Moreover, as the radius of the balloon steadily increases, the farther apart the spots on the balloon, the faster they will be moving apart. For example, suppose that the radius of the balloon doubles in 1 second. Two spots that were previously 1 centimeter apart will now be 2 centimeters apart, as measured along the surface of the balloon. So their relative speed is 1 centimeter per second. On the other hand, a pair of spots that were separated by 10 centimeters will now be separated by 20, so their relative speed will be 10 centimeters per second. Similarly, in Friedman's model, the speed at which any two galaxies are moving apart is proportional to the distance between them. So, he predicted, that the redshift of a galaxy should be directly proportional to its distance from us, exactly as Hubble found. Despite the success of his model and his prediction of Hubble's observations, Friedman's work remained largely unknown in the West until similar models were discovered in 1935 by the American physicist Howard Robertson and the British mathematician Arthur Walker in response to Hubble's discovery of the uniform expansion of the universe. Friedman derived only one model of the universe. But if his assumptions are correct, there are actually three possible types of solutions to Einstein's equations, that is, three different kinds of Friedman models, and three different ways the universe can behave. In the first kind of solution, which Friedman found, the universe is expanding sufficiently slowly that the gravitational attraction between the different galaxies causes the expansion to slow down and eventually to stop. The galaxies then start to move toward each other, and the universe contracts. In the second kind of solution, the universe is expanding so rapidly that the gravitational attraction can never stop it, though it does slow it down a bit. Finally, there is a third kind of solution, in which the universe is expanding only just fast enough to avoid collapse. The speed at which the galaxies are moving apart gets smaller and smaller, but it never quite reaches zero.